You know what time it is?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's another edition of Big Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells. Brought to you by Valdosta Health and Wellness, Wintersville Fitness Valdosta, Destiny Fitness, Vitafuse, and Southern Bodies Family Fitness Tipton. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm just going to share some bad news just before going on the air here tonight. We got a phone call and I'm going to ask you to pray for us tonight as we are on the air. We just got a phone call from Ohio and my husband Jim's father has passed away unexpectedly. So y'all just be praying for us as we do this show and be praying for our family. And but we do have a good show planned for you tonight, and but we will do it with a heavy heart and be praying for our family in Ohio. Butch Wells is my father-in-law's name, and his daughter Teresa, and son Daryl, and son Jim, my husband Jim. He will be terribly missed. Have a very large family in Ohio, and I'm sure we'll be making that trip up there soon. So just pray for us. But we do have a good show for you tonight, and we've got Mickey Jacobs of Southern Bodies is going to be with us here just momentarily. You know Mickey's voice because he's been on the air with us from Tipton, the owner of Southern Bodies, and he's got a big event coming up Saturday. And it's his one-year anniversary of owning Southern Bodies over in Tipton Gym. And he's going to be with us and telling us all about what's going to be happening over in Tipton on Saturday. And, of course, we had planned to be there on Saturday with him. I'm not sure if we'll make it now or not. But, anyway, he's going to tell us what all is going to be going on over there. And then we've got Monica Prestige. I was over at her new place, Life Unlimited, with her open house on Tuesday, and Monica is going to be with us here in the studio, and we'll be talking with her in just a few minutes. And she had a great open house over there, a beautiful new place, and of course, Life Unlimited is a great organization, and it helps support amputees in the area, in the South Georgia area, and she is doing a tremendous job with that organization. I don't think there's ever been anything like it in this area. But Monica herself is an amputee. She's been an amputee since she was 4 years old. I believe it was a, what was it, Monica? I forgot now.
It was a lawnmower.
Lawnmower accident. That's right. A lawnmower accident. And she, you know, has just doing great things with her organization. But we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Brad here with Destiny Fitness. Did you know that your health is your most valuable possession you own? At Destiny Fitness, we prioritize your needs and goals by offering you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to all of our clubs, along with 12 convenient locations throughout Middle and South Georgia for only $19.95 a month with no extended contracts. We also have a completely separate ladies-only area for women who prefer a private workout setting. So stop by Destiny Fitness today, or visit us online at destinyfitness.com. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Destiny Fitness, your destination for a happier new you.
My name is Sean Rickenberry. My wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with a top of the line light fitness weight and cardio equipment. And we have 5 training beds and also a day chair. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, Fitmix, Spin, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Valdosta over 8 years ago. You can our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-4292. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness, where you can go to better use.
Southern Bodies is the largest family-owned and operated fitness center in the area with a 14,000 square foot main gym and a 3,600 square foot connected CrossFit gym. Their gym is fully stocked with cardio equipment and a large free weight area with all the weights you can need. Southern Bodies has one of the very few area yoga classes in the area, as well as HIIT, bar, step, dance, boot camps, butts and guts, and more, all taught by top-notch certified instructors. Southern Bodies is only days away from opening their kitchen, which will deliver the tastiest, healthiest, customized meal prep services around. Their meals will not only fit your healthy lifestyle, but will be meals you will truly want to eat and enjoy day after day while not breaking the bank. One of the moves they've made that they are most proud of is teaming up with Tin Roof CrossFit, who shares the property with them. And as a member of Tin Roof CrossFit, you're also awarded a full membership to Southern Bodies Gym. Southern Bodies has committed to not just being a gym in the community, but a gym that is part of the community. And they have enjoyed working with groups such as Call to Care, Waiting for Lungs, and their most proud partnership, Life Unlimited. Southern Bodies Family Fitness at 604 West 2nd Street in Tipton. Call 229-386-1202. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Demons Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you. Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. This is 105.9 WVGA and we are here tonight. We've got some great guests tonight and Monica, thank you so much for being here with us tonight.
Thank you, Maria, for having
me. Well, it was just a great time to be with you at your open house Tuesday over there in Moultrie. You've got a beautiful place over there. You're just going to do great things with all the entities in the area.
Thank you, and we're so glad that you got to come and visit us Thursday night. We were excited to be able to open up our new facility to the community and to the public and have everyone come and see what we're doing. And, you know, we've just been blessed tremendously by having that facility donated to us, and we're just going to be able to do so many more things and provide so many more services than we initially hoped for.
You know, I just couldn't believe it when I went over there and you told me that someone has graciously donated that space. I mean, you're in the strip shopping center right there, you know, in the hustle and bustle there in Moultrie. You've got plenty of space. You've got a room for your chair closet. You've got a foyer area, a meeting area, a place where they can come and work out if they want to. I mean, you've got so many things that you can do there. And, you know, it's a facility that has been needed in this area. And, you know, you have made me so aware. You know, I was not aware. You know, and you've educated me on something that I was not even aware of. And, you know, I took it for granted because I didn't know any entities. It wasn't brought to my attention, just like the veteran thing with Tina Harris. She has brought the Mission 22 to the forefront of my mind. You know, I picked up a brochure that you gave me the other day, and, you know, it said, did you know 2.1 million Americans live with limb loss? And that figure is expected to double over the next 30 years. You know, that's a figure that I unheard of to me. I didn't even realize that figure. Yeah, that's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people, Maria, and it's a staggering statistic. And the sad news is that it is expected to double. And the reason for that is because we have become a society that is so sedentary. And because of that, even more vascular issues are presented, more health issues overall, obesity, which brings on diabetes a lot of times, which also then leads to amputation.
Well, you know, 30% of the people with limb loss experience depression and anxiety. And, you know, I can imagine that would be true.
That is very true. The majority of, well, 30% is what the statistic says, but I feel like it may be a lot more than that. I know that a lot of people, you know, when they lose their limb on into their life, it's completely life-changing for them. And a lot of them don't have, you know, the mindset to even be able to foresee the near future to getting their life back together. It just completely stops them. I'm blessed that I lost my limb at such a young age. This is all I know. You know, I didn't have that major shift in my life. I did, but I was so young, you know, it wasn't as mentally handicapped for me as it is for a lot of adults, I feel like, that lose their limbs and are just lost as to what to do.
You know, when I see that statistic, around 30% of people with limb loss experience depression and or anxiety. Yeah, I would have thought that number would have been even higher, but it's quite possible that there are more than that, but we just don't know.
Yeah,
it's not reported sometimes.
Like, in, I think just in, you know, in general, mental health is not often talked about. It's not discussed as it should be.
Right, right. I think a lot of people just try to say, okay, I'm going to handle this on my own, even though they don't talk about it.
Right, they don't talk about it. Or, you know, and it, depression and anxiety can often lead to other issues, you know, often addictions or obesity or, you know, other problems will come into play there as well. So what we want to do, Maria, and I'm so glad to hear you say that we made you more aware, because that's our number one mission, is we want to raise awareness not only in South Georgia but, you know, but all over of some of these statistics and some of the issues that amputees and those living with limb difference face as well. And when we raise awareness, then, you know, then we can do better. When we know better, we can do better. And that's what we want everyone to realize.
Well, you certainly have raised my awareness. And, you know, I think a whole lot differently. I act a whole lot differently when I see people with when I see amputees now. And I just have a whole lot more respect for them. And, I don't pity them. I just have more respect for them, if that makes any sense.
It does, and I love hearing you say that. And what, you know, what we want to do is to reach out to all entities and those living with limb difference that we can, and, you know, help them if they're in that state of depression or if they're in that state where they don't feel like they can get their lives back or they can't be as active as they once were. We want to flip that script for them. We want them to help them change that mindset. And we've been so graciously blessed not only by having the facility donated, but also by the generosity of Mickey Jacobs and Southern Bodies, who host our monthly adaptive fitness events. And, you know, we've been able to help a number of amputees already change that mindset.
Well, I know that Mickey has helped you tremendously by offering that, the adaptive fitness. And, you know, your organization needs donations of all types, and anybody who's interested who can donate their time, their energy, their efforts, or their money. I know that your organization, that $25 a month pays for a Life Unlimited member to attend the Amputees Coalition Virtual Conference. $50 a month helps them support a monthly group meeting. So forth and so on. $50 paid for mobility assistance devices, so forth and so on. There's all kinds of ways that people can support your group. How can they get in touch with you, Monica?
They can reach us either on our website, which is www.lifeunlimitedinc.org, and unlimited is UNLIMBITED. Inc.org, or they can reach me at 229-456-0726. And you're right, there are a number of different ways that people can donate to our organization. Our care closet that you mentioned is a wonderful asset. We are taking in donations and sending out donations of mobility assistance devices such as crutches and walkers and canes and wheelchairs. Prosthetic and orthotic supplies, medical supplies, all sorts of things are coming into that care closet, as you saw Tuesday, Maria, when we were in there. And we're just so thankful for those donations as well, and being able to send those out to those in need. Not just amputees are receiving some of these donations. You know, others that have issues with mobility are receiving some of our donations as well. So we're thankful for that.
Well, you know, Fit Talk Radio is about helping people with all kinds of fitness needs, not just whether it's amputees, whether it's elderly people, whether it's young people. And that's what Fit Talk Radio is all about, to help people be aware. And, Monica, you are just doing such a great job. I have so much respect for you and so much admiration for you and what you're doing. You know, I said the other day, I do believe that you are doing God's will for your life. This is certainly a calling on your life, and I believe that you're definitely doing it. I just have a lot of respect and admiration for you. Thank you for following God's will for your life, Monica.
Well, thank you, Maria, and thank you for supporting us and helping us get the word out. It definitely is a calling on my life. I've known this for many years. My pastor and I had a discussion about it the other night at the open house. This has been a burden on my heart for a long time, and I'm just so thankful to see the Lord at work and bringing wonderful friends and supporters into our lives, such as you and Mickey, and so many others that are helping us get this message out, and you know, being able to help and bless you. Thank you, Dee.
Well, thank you, Monica, and thank you for being here with us tonight. Well, we're just going to move right on along. And Mickey Jacobs, listen, I'm just so glad we have finally got you here in the studio with us. Listen, one of our great new Fit Talk, part of our Fit Talk family, Southern Body. Mickey, thank you for joining us tonight, finally here in the studio.
Thank you for having me. Before we get on with our event, can I say something about the Life Unlimited?
Certainly, certainly.
It has been a tremendous blessing to myself and my family. My sons gather up with us, and they're with us every Saturday when we meet. And they have discovered an appreciation for working with others, for helping others. But it's amazing to hear this past week we had a workout, and all we did, we had water bottles and towels. Work out with what you can at home. To hear the laughter and the joy and the excitement, and it's in phases. And we've had over the time since we started, what's this been, 4 months, 5 months? 5 months. For the 5 months we've done it, we've had people come in to heal. You know, we have people come in to help us, you know, when we have the bigger crowd. We've had people to come in to see what we're doing. And for the most part, when we have people come in, we look over, and I don't let Monica in see them, but we look over and we see people and their tears in their eyes. You know, there are people standing over to the side, you know, and since they're not working out, I make them stand over out of the way, you know, to get out of the way to busy people. But, you know, you see people that are so encouraged, there's tears in their eyes, you see the excitement. And oftentimes the next week or the next month when we get together, you see them coming back. You know, they come back with their family. They come back with their kids or anything else so their kids can really get encouraged and see, you know, that really there's, you know, the only limitations you have in life is what you tell them yourself.
Absolutely.
So it has become such an encouragement to myself, to my family, and, you know, to so many people that have been involved with us. But I just wanted to, you know, to put that out there before we went on any further with, you know, what we've got going on.
Absolutely, I tell you. Well, it was encouraging to me that day that we were there. And then when I saw that who was it that was doing the aerial yoga that day?
Oh, well, Miss
Leroy.
That was incredible. A double amputee doing that aerial yoga upside down.
Yes, ma'am.
That was absolutely crazy. And the fact that you opened your gym up, had the mindset to open your gym up, and yeah, some gyms would see that as a liability, Mickey, and wouldn't want to do that, wouldn't want to put that on themselves to take that responsibility. But the fact that God opened your heart, you've opened your gym, and to take this responsibility on and to open your gym and your heart up to these amputees, I think it's great, and I think God's going to bless you and your gym.
He has blessed us so many times, but the Lord has given us such an awesome platform that I would feel amiss if we let it go without using it for the better good, for, you know, for doing more than just for us.
Absolutely.
You know, we've worked with so many over the last year that it just, you know, it's just been amazing. I mean, it's amazing when we look back at what we did for Call to Care, Waiting for Lungs. And, you know, selfishly, I will say that I believe the greatest thing to come out of it is my sons being part of it.
Right.
And seeing what's going on and seeing there's more than life than just us. That, you know, life doesn't revolve around just one of us.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, you're setting that example and showing that.
We try.
Absolutely, you are. Well, you know, you set an example here. You bought this gym, got open the door. You know, Southern Body has a special place in my heart. you bought that gym, and it's been 1 year now.
Yes, ma'am.
One year. And it's your 1 year anniversary, and you've got a big day planned on Saturday. Starts at 10 o'clock there at Southern Bodies. You've got a lot of things going on Saturday. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, ma'am. We have we started today. I do not have a green thumb, but we've been gardening and landscaping, make everything pretty for everybody when they show up. But we start off Friday. We actually have our ribbon cut, and we have the Chamber of Commerce coming in Friday, so we'll be official finally. But we have all of our instructors coming in, our class instructors. We'll start at 10 o'clock with El Bernard and Chip Peach, you know, another local legend we have. But she'll be teaching her morning blast class to get up, get everybody going. She'll go, that'll be about a 45-minute class. I'm trying to leave it where people can sample a little of all of our classes. We'll move right on to Amy Singbowl. We'll do her spin class. Maybe add a little hit class into her spin class. Then we'll have the aerial and restorative yoga class. We'll be right after that. We'll pray for lunch. You know, even though we do have the Southern Bodies Kitchen, we do make sure we feed everybody. We're trying to keep the world healthy, you know, one meal prep at a time.
now, what are we having for lunch?
Yes, ma'am. We will have briskets on the smoker. We will probably have pork ribs, brisket.
That doesn't sound too healthy, Jim.
Oh, it sounds good, though.
I'm sure they'll end up with some type of fried rice, maybe a few egg rolls. So we will have a lunch break for lunch for a little while. Then we'll start back over with the incomparable J.J. Jackson doing some type of dance class. We never know what it'll be. It may be a line dance. It may be a little swing or jazz or just kind of what kind of mood he's in that day. J.J.'s class is awesome. I mean, if you can't leave, they're smiling and laughing. We actually had J.J. a couple of months ago with our adaptive fitness workout.
I was there that day.
You were there.
Y'all were there that day.
And I was dancing.
Yes, ma'am. You were dancing.
I was dancing away.
But we had,
I was not.
And Jim was not.
I was supervising his
lead. Right. Somebody got to do it.
There you go. But, you know, he had all of you guys, swing dancing and salsa dancing. And I will spit this one out because I have zero rhythm. Then Tina Harris will be doing the Tina that you spoke with so many times. We'll be teaching I'm sorry. Let me back up. I left out Richard.
Don't leave Richard out.
No, ma'am. I cannot leave Richard out. Richard, if you've known Richard or met Richard, Richard is very high energy. He is very high gear. He will be doing a self-defense type class. He will be doing stuff to make it a little more interesting. He will be doing dealing with guns and knives and, you know, how to take them just to make it more advanced, to make it more fun. We will end up with Tina with a yoga class to just kind of wind everything down. All throughout the day, our Gabriel Reese, everybody around the area knows Gabe. And Gail will be around, and all of our personal trainers will be around. If anyone has any questions, any questions on state meet, workouts, anything else, they'll be there to answer any questions. The legendary, the man himself, the big man, Buddy Collins will be there.
All right.
If anybody needs any strength training, anybody's looking in to getting into any of the powerlifting that's starting to be a big thing around again, Buddy is the man. Also, Ken Ruth CrossFit has offered to do a WOD for us, or a workout of the day, I'm sorry, at 11:45 to get our appetite really built up for lunchtime. The CrossFit gym, the tin roof will be open all day. Or anybody just go in and check it out, see what's going on. So we may, I'm not sure yet, I may need bail money. But we didn't like the idea. They canceled the Christmas praise. We may have our own Christmas praise for the day is over.
Well, Mickey, it sounds like that you have just got everything under one roof over there at Southern Bodies, right there on 2nd Street.
Yes, ma'am. 604 West 2nd Street. Yes, ma'am. We try to we try to cater to everyone's needs. We are.
It's like one-stop fitness shopping.
Yes, ma'am.
Right
I,
there.
I joke with everybody we're going to change the name in a couple of years to Wall Gym. you can get everything you want at one stop.
There, absolutely. It is just, it's amazing, really, what you have done in 1 year, 12 months.
Yes,
that's a short time.
And it is, there's been so much going on, but it is just flown by. But it just seems like so much is, we packed so much into a year.
You absolutely have. I mean, you really, really have packed a lot into the last 12 months. You went from, what is that, that saying, zero to... zero to 100 in no time flat, you know, really. Okay, so you've done all this in 12 months. So what can we expect in the next 12 months from Southern Bodies, Mickey?
Well, we have some huge things. We're not ready to tell anybody yet because we don't want anybody to know. But, yes, we have some huge, huge things in the works. We may be stepping into the 21st century.
Good thing, because you have set a high bar for yourself already.
I'm telling you, you have set a high bar.
Well, you're trying. We are trying so hard.
Well, let me ask you something now. Santa Claus is going to be here, right here, in the Fit Talk studio next week.
Yes, you will and please tell him stories. I'll tell him the truth.
Well, you know, we are going to be giving away a lot of prizes. And so what is it that Southern Bodies is going to be given, that Santa Claus is going to be giving away from Southern Bodies?
Yes, ma'am. We will give away a year's membership, a full year's membership to the gym.
That's a nice prize.
It will be for those kitchen folks.
It will be, we hope. We will also give away 2 weeks of meal prep for two people.
That's nice, too.
And no, Jim, you can't have it.
And we may throw together a little, a little promo package in the... to give out also.
Alrighty. Well, listen, Santa Claus is so excited because he's going to be here. But now, they're going to have to answer a fitness question before they can win some of this stuff. So we're going to be putting those questions together this week. And so they may have to know who's the owner of Southern Bodies in Tifton or when you were on the show or something. So we're going to be coming up with these fitness tip questions and all that. Jim's going to have to do that this week.
We'll get it ready.
We're going to get it ready this week.
Well, so. Listeners, make sure you're listening next week, next Thursday, and take part in this because, yeah, we have some really nice giveaways.
Nice giveaways for next week. Santa Claus is going to give away. And the whole show is going to be nothing but about giveaways. So you need to tune in and call in because it's going to be fitness trivia. And I hope you've been listening this year and going to know who's going to be here. So, well, Mickey, thank you. Anything else you want to tell our listeners tonight?
I think I'm out.
All right. Well, that 1 year anniversary day is Saturday.
I do have one thing, David.
Okay.
That day is for not just for members only, is for anybody. I don't give you like other gyms. we won't even tell on you if you come from other gyms to check on us. But it's for everyone. It's for everyone. If you just want to come eat. We won't make fun of you or anything.
Anybody wants to show up, just show up.
Anybody wants to show up, just show up.
All right.
Here's the invitation.
Well, Mickey, you know, I'm a gym hopper.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a gym hopper all over Tifton, all over Valdosta, all over Thomasville. So I just go to all the gyms all over South Georgia.
That's right. We travel all over the country with work. So,
we
go to gyms in Huntsville, Charlotte, North Carolina, Atlanta. So we never know where we're going.
There you go. Well, listen, Southern Bodies, like I said, always has a special place in my heart. So thank you for being here today. Like I said, we've heard your voice on the you called in, but just thank you for being here in the studio tonight. It's just a whole different ballgame when you're here in the studio.
Yes, ma'am. Most of you, thank you for inviting.
Thank you. And Monica, thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you again, Maria.
All right. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. We've got some great folks coming in from Crunch Fitness. I'm going to find out what's going on with Crunch Fitness in just a few minutes. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Brad here with Destiny Fitness. Did you know that your health is your most valuable possession you own? At Destiny Fitness, we prioritize your needs and goals by offering you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to all of our clubs, along with 12 convenient locations throughout Middle and South Georgia for only $19.95 a month with no extended contracts. We also have a completely separate ladies-only area for women who prefer a private workout setting. So stop by Destiny Fitness today, or visit us online at destinyfitness.com. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Destiny Fitness, your destination for a happier new you.
My name is Sean Eikenberry. My wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Godoffice. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with the top of the line life fitness, weight, and cardio equipment. And we have 5 training beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, Fitmix, Spin, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Godoffice 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-1492. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness, where you can build a better you.
Southern Bodies is the largest family-owned and operated fitness center in the area, with a 14,000-square-foot main gym and a 3,600-square-foot connected CrossFit gym. Their gym is fully stocked with cardio equipment and a large free weight area with all the weights you can need. Southern Bodies has one of the very few area yoga classes in the area, as well as HIIT, bar, step, dance, boot camps, butts and guts, and more, all taught by top-notch certified instructors. Southern Bodies is only days away from opening their kitchen, which will deliver the tastiest, healthiest, customized meal prep services around. Their meals will not only fit your healthy lifestyle, but will be meals you will truly want to eat and enjoy day after day while not breaking the bank. One of the moves they've made that they are most proud of is teaming up with Tin Roof CrossFit, who shares the property with them. And as a member of Tin Roof CrossFit, you are also awarded a full membership to Southern Bodies Gym. Southern Bodies is committed to not just being a gym in the community, but a gym that is part of the community. And they have enjoyed working with groups such as Call to Care, Waiting for Lungs, and their most proud partnership, Life Unlimited. Southern Bodies Family Fitness at 604 West 2nd Street in Tipton. Call 229-386-1202. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Venus Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you. Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. This is Maria Wells and I'm here with my husband.
And I'm Jim.
And we are here with Shannon Watkins and Lindsay Howard, and they are from Crunch Fitness.
Good evening. Hello.
Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I know you ladies, but now you are wearing a different hat.
And different shirts.
And different shirts.
Different hats, different shirts, for sure. But the same group personalities. Yes.
I believe that is true. Yes, I see those pretty smiles and those pretty faces, for sure, and those great bodies. And there's a lost soul out there walking around.
He's coming. Very lost soul.
A very lost soul.
But we still love him.
And I believe that is Derek coming in the door.
Welcome, Derek.
Welcome, Derek. Okay, my only question to you three people is, where is my hoodie?
We'll make it happen.
With the Crunch Fitness
all
on it.
All three of them have their
hoodie. All their hoodie is, you know, and you know, my favorite color is black, and I don't see my hoodie.
We need to get you. This is probably the most comfortable hoodie I own, for sure.
Well, anyway, that is, y'all all look lovely. I'll get a picture with y'all here before the night's over. And, okay, so I'm going to play the devil's advocate, okay, tonight. And I used to know a girl that worked for Crunch Fitness. She was the personal training manager in Florida.
Okay.
And, of course, Crunch is a corporate organization.
Right.
I have mostly dealt with hometown gyms. Mm-hmm. And so tell me what the difference is between a hometown gym and a corporate gym like Crunch, and what is going to make me go to Crunch Fitness as opposed to one of my hometown gyms.
I can answer this for you. So you know I've ran local gyms, and Crunch's, it is known as a corporate. However, the owner that is coming in opening Crunch, they're just now starting. It is somebody that is into the franchise. He's got three gyms. So they have two in Montgomery and Dothan, and they have obviously Valdosta coming up now, and they're looking at a few other places as well. That was kind of my thought process, was like, this is just a big old corporate gym. It's, I mean, they put their heart and soul into this. We just got to spend a lot of time with the owner these last couple of weeks, and I mean, he just kind of put his own little touch to it. He's actually really thinking about the people. This isn't about money for them. I can't really tell y'all what's coming into some of the, you know, into the Valdosta gym, but he really, I mean, I just told my husband last night, he really is thinking about the people and, you know, what they're needing in Valdosta, and he cares about his employees. I think that was a concern of me and Lindsay's, is maybe going into this, you know, do they really care about their employees? Do they really take care of them? But they do, and they have been nothing but amazing to us since we've walked in the door. Very welcoming, open family environment. It still has that family feel.
Well, that's good. That's what I was trying to get at.
Yes.
It doesn't have the family feel.
Yes.
You know, what is it that Crunch can offer that some of the other gyms can't?
Right.
Or they're not. You know, because I get that family feeling from other gyms.
Right.
You know, I don't get that, and I'm just going to call the name out at Planet Fitness.
Right, absolutely. So what's funny is when we were leaving our previous gym, one of my clients was like, Shannon, I just can't follow. Like, this big corporate gym is just not personal. And I was like, oh, you haven't been in a big Shannon gym then, because I make sure my staff is personal with everybody. I think that's a huge big deal. You want your members to feel at home as soon as they walk in the door. So.
Okay, well, let me back up just a minute now. Shannon, you have taken on the position as the new general manager at Crunch.
Yes.
And Lindsay, you are taking on the personal training manager.
Right.
And there, you are a personal trainer.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. So, now, Shannon, you've been in the fitness industry for quite some time now. Lindsay, you've been in the industry for quite some time now. You both worked at different gyms. Yeah, I know that. I've known you. I've watched both of y'all grow in the fitness industry. So I think this is a natural, you know, progression for you.
Yes.
Derek, I don't know you that well, but I feel that this is a natural progression for you two.
Right.
You know, and I'm going to applaud all three of you for this step. You know, not everyone is necessarily going to applaud you. And I know that there was a funny little thing on Facebook, and I kind of made a funny joke back about it, you know. And, you know, but I see it as a natural progression for you, for all three of y'all.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And, all right, so, Shannon, I saw a bunch of things on Facebook about what is coming to Crunch. So tell the employees, or tell the audience, what is actually coming to Crunch, what is going to be available, so forth and so on.
Okay. Yes, so Crunch, I mean, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, it's ginormous, first off. It's over 30,000 square feet. I mean, it's something for everybody, literally. If you are a heavy lifter, you like to lift weights and grunting, all that, you can do that. If you love group fitness, their classes are proprietary to them, so you're going to take a Crunch class that is not available anywhere in Valdosta. The daycare is... I mean, the daycare alone is going to kill it. As if you ever get to, you know, get a chance on the Facebook and watch a tour of their Montgomery gym, their daycare is huge. And one of the things they were pointing out is a lot of families want to go to the gym and they take their kids there, but they're stuck in this little box of a daycare and their kids are ready to go. So they really try to reach out to families and built this phenomenal daycare. It's got a movie theater in it with theater seating that they play Disney movies for them on. It has 10 TVs with 5 Xboxes, 5 PlayStations. It has a 3-story jungle gym. It's got a whole infant area. The security just trying to, you know, it's very secure. It's not like other gyms where you just sign your name on the paper and put your kids in daycare. They keep it very, very secure. But they really thought about families when it came to this platform. It also offers personal training, and that's where Lindsay's going to come in. They will have 20-plus trainers in this gym. So they'll have, you know, lots of, I mean, just so much available. They also have a relax and recovery area that has hydro beds, red light therapy, tanning, spray tanning. So this place really has something for everybody. So whether you're super young, college, or the older crowd too, they have something for everybody. Silver Sneakers, yeah.
Okay, so you're the general manager. Let me move over to Lindsay. All right, Lindsay, so you've got 20 personal trainers that you're going to be responsible for.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to play the devil's advocate again. All right, so personal training, are you going to have personal training for beginners, intermediate, for the elderly, for, say, I want to compete. You got somebody who's going to be able to take somebody through a prep and get them on stage?
We have a trainer for everything. I do actually have a trainer that actually she's helping me get ready for my competition. She's a pro, so she does have her pro card. I have trainers that deal with elderly, special needs populations. You know, when you come in, part of your membership is you get what's called the Crunch One Kickoff. And what we do is you sit down, we get to the goals that are the most important to you, the goals that you just want to achieve the most in your, like, entire life. And we don't just, like, send you out there. We actually map out. We give you a roadmap. So this is how much cardio you need. This is what your resistance training you need. This is what your nutrition needs to look like. This is what your supplementation looks like. So every single person that walks through that door gets this. You know, we put them through a workout. We put them, you know, these are the types of exercises that are going to benefit your body to get to the results that you want, because this is what's important for you. You walked in these doors for a reason, and I did too, and I'm here to help you. I'm here to help create that roadmap. I'm going to find a trainer that works best for you. If you want a guy, I have guys. If you want a girl, I have girls. You want somebody who's more into plyometrics, I have somebody who specializes in plyometrics. I have somebody for everybody.
Okay. What about time-wise? You've got somebody that can be there early, midday, late. What are the hours of the gym going to be? What are the hours of your personal training going to be?
Okay, so the gym is 24-hour access. Trainers, I already have trainers that said, you want me at 3 a.m.? I could be there at 3 a.m. So, you know, one of the peak times for people to work out is before they go to work. So that's 3 a.m. to like 7 or 8. That's our peak time for training. And I have like probably 8 trainers that said, I'll be there. Their hands are up. I'm excited. Let's do it.
Wow, that sounds good. All right, Derek, are you going to be there at 3 a.m.?
If they need me to, I'll be there.
well, Grandma would never be there at 3 a.m., okay? So, of course, I don't live here, but I wouldn't be there at 3 a.m. or 6 a.m. But so I know that you trained at other gyms before. Are you excited, Derek, about being there at Crunch Fitness? And what made you change from where you were to Crunch Fitness? Tell the truth. they can't handle the truth, yes.
Well, honestly, growth potential. I'm going to be honest. I do enjoy training. I love serving my community as a whole. But it was just when I looked at it on YouTube, I was overwhelmed. I mean, the energy. I love the energy, and even when I met the owners, great group of guys, and I felt like that family connection. I felt like that was where I needed to be. So overall, I just really just the opportunity and the growth potential in it, and I'm just excited. I'm really excited for a lot of the community as a whole, because it's going to be something that they're not used to, but it's going to be you know, fun, entertaining, and like you all said earlier, that family connection, you all will definitely feel it when you come to Crunch Fitness. Right off.
Well, as I listen to you three, and as I listen to you talk about other trainers and staff members, I'm sensing enthusiasm, so that's a great start.
Exactly. Every time I talk about Crunch Fitness, I actually kind of, they know, like, I'm very excited.
You get excited?
I do, and I'm kind of contained right now. I'm trying to, when y'all come to Crunch, anybody that knows me, everybody calls me Coach Sharp, anybody that knows me, I have a lot of energy, and they're going to feel it when they come, trust me. I'm going to feel it.
How about when you walked in and seen the
enthusiasm? Oh, let me tell you. The funny thing is, when I seen it, I walked down, I was in the mall, and I came back.
Well, we got
to
start off.
Okay.
Darren's worked for you before.
True. I have worked for Sam before, and we all worked together, so it's family, you know? So, like, as I was coming back, and I was walking into Crunch and whatnot, and I looked, I was like, oh, hey, how y'all doing? It was two things. I was happy, and I was like, uh-oh, all at the same time. So,
trouble.
Yeah, like, Sam and Lindsay, like Kobe and Shaq, like, I'm telling you, like, you don't just get it from one, you get it from both of them. So, and, but I was definitely excited, but I was just like, uh-oh. Because I was honestly thinking, like, even with Crunch being here, I was like, you know, it's that connection. And so when I seen Lindsay and Shannon, I was like, uh-oh, it's home.
It's home.
And if you go to my Facebook page, I mean, I'm always saying it's home about Dawson, because when I seen them two, I was like, oh, yeah, it's time. And so, yeah, it's no-brainer at that point for me. So.
Well, when I saw the dynamics between Lindsay and Shannon months ago, I liked that. And I was very impressed with Shannon as a speaker months ago, and what her knowledge and the way she carried herself and the way she spoke. And so I see the dynamics here again, especially with you. Now, when is the date that they expect to open?
So wait, we're looking at January 1st, anywhere between January 1st and 7th, anywhere between that time. But we're hoping anywhere between January 1st to the 7th, we're hoping that we can actually, you know, get going. So, like I say, I'm just very excited. The closer and closer we get to that day, it's like, oh, I'll have to be ready.
All right, and are you having a pre-sale now?
Yes. We are doing pre-sales, or we have a pre-sale office in the mall. You can come in. We have some samples putting it out. We have a lot of our trainers already in there meeting people. We're there all the time. So, yeah.
Okay, so as far as the way the gym is set up, Shannon, can you tell us just a little bit about how the gym is set up?
As far as, like, the flow?
Yeah, about, you're right, and the...
Yeah, so...
I know it's 30,000 square feet.
Yeah, it's about 30,000 square feet. I have noticed, which most students do this, that's how it should be. It's very appealing to women. When you first walk in the gym, it's going to be gorgeous. If you ever get a chance to go on their website, crunchballadasta.com, you can kind of already see a layout of what the gym will look like. But as soon as you walk in, the daycare is up front, like it should be, the rest and relaxation area. It's going to have a full-blown cardio area that has tons and tons and tons of miles of cardio. They have, I want to say, what did they say, seven squat racks. I think there's like four or five cable towers. They have, just a wall full of free weights. They have a hit zone area, which I think that's what I'm most excited about. That hit zone area is, it has everything. It has bags, it has tires, it has turf, it has sleds, kettlebells, balls. It has its own little set of racks over there, free weights. They have a ride studio, which is like their version of spin. A group fitness studio with TRX all over the wall. Insane. They don't even have everything up there, but we walk in there and just look at how big this place is. It's crazy. It's very exciting, though. It doesn't feel very overwhelming. In fact, we actually had a staff meeting Monday, and I've worked with a lot of people. I've had a lot of staff over the years in different departments. I'm telling you, we sat down this meeting, and I can just feel the energy and how committed the staff was, you know, to this and putting their all into it. So this is just in general is going to be an amazing thing for Valdosta. I hope they're very accepting to it because it's going to be great. It's definitely going to be great.
What was the owner's reasoning for coming to Valdosta when Valdosta is pretty saturated with gyms already? What was their reasoning for wanting to come here?
I'm not really honestly sure. I haven't had that conversation with Mike yet. I know they're in southern Alabama. They were looking in, like, the southern parts of Georgia, and Myrtle Beach is their next stop. So they have looked at some other areas in South Georgia that they're kind of playing with, but he didn't really give me a reason for Valdosta. I kind of knew back when I was in other gyms that they were in town shopping a little bit, but I didn't really get that reason yet.
Well, it is Wintersville. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And really, I mean, compared to other towns, cities the size of Valdosta, it's especially where we are. And, you know, we're in Georgia,
yes.
And there are places where people are probably more concerned about barbecue than fitness, but that's not necessarily the case here in Valdosta. I mean,
right.
You know, you got VSU, and you got a lot of just a tradition of high school athletics in several sports, not just football. But I think this is a health-minded town.
Absolutely. I moved here about 8 years ago, and I was terrified because at first it didn't seem like that to me, but it's definitely become a trend in Valdosta, and I love it. I think it's awesome.
Well, I think that I think there's room for everybody here. I think there's some already established gyms,
right.
Hometown gyms that I think that people are going to continue to support those gyms.
Absolutely.
But they may support Crunch too.
Absolutely.
You know? I think that there are some well established gyms, you know, in this area. But I think Crunch may have a place here.
Yeah.
I think there seem to be doing it well. I think he's pulled some very good people.
Right. Yes.
He's pulled the right people. I think that you and Lindsay and Derek and some other people that I know, he got Caitlin Jackson. I know that Hal Jackson would not have let his daughter come to work for
right.
Crunch Fitness if they were not good people.
Right, yes.
As a matter of fact, he called me and we've had a conversation about this, and I couldn't believe that Caitlin was going to be working for a corporate company.
Yeah.
And Hal said they're good people.
They are. They are.
I mean, he said, Maria, they're good people. I've talked to them. They're treating Caitlin well.
Yes. Absolutely.
And Hal Jackson would not have said that were it not so.
Right. Agreed.
So I believe that they are good people. And I don't think y'all would be working for them if they were not good people.
No.
And did not treat y'all like family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited for y'all. If they want to tour, can they tour the facility yet or no?
We can kind of show you a little peek. We've got to put a hard hat on you, but
okay.
We'll give you a little peek. But you can definitely go to crunchvaldosta.com. They actually have like a little layout there.
Okay.
If you're on Facebook, you can kind of scroll through and find some videos. Mike, the owner, has done some tours in the Montgomery gym. It apparently looks exactly the same, just except for Valdosta is bigger. So you get to get a really good idea of what the gym will look like. It's very colorful and beautiful.
So it is. I've seen your billboards everywhere, and it's $9.95. Is there different packages that you're offering?
Yes. So there's three different packages. So you have the base package that's at $9.95, then you have the peak that's $19.99, and then right now the peak result, which includes everything, is $22.99, and there's no enrollment. So if you sign up right now, you get the no enrollment, you get the peak result of that $22.99.
And what does that include?
Everything. Gosh. Lindsay, you've been practicing this. All right. So that includes your 24-hour access. One kickoff, and they call it you have access to the floor. That means everything that weight, cardio, the hit zone, and that includes their locker room access with a sauna, very fancy. What is next? Then you have the group fitness ride reciprocity, which means you have access to the other gyms in the Crunch franchise. You have guests, like a guest pass, so you can bring a guest in with you. It includes your rest and
recovery. I always forget the word recovery.
So, that is all the gray tanning, the UV beds, the red light therapy. What else is in there? The kids crunch, which is the child care.
Wow, that's a lot. For $22.95.
Absolutely. There's literally, this is the only gym I've seen where it literally has anything and everything that you want.
And $22.95, that's pretty cheap for all that.
Yes. The hit zone class. That's a, that was the last thing with the hit zone.
All right, so you've got three different packages right now that you're offering, and no enrollment fee if they sign up now. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and if they want to know more or they want to sign up, they can go into the mall, and someone is there at all times, right?
Yes.
And can sign up, or you can take a grand tour.
Yes.
Or not a grand tour, we just wear a hard hat. And I believe that is Chase out there, Jim.
Okay.
Our Chase that we used to have, used to be our. Well, Shannon, we are, Santa is going to be with us next Thursday night, and we're going to be giving away a bunch of stuff. What have you brought us to give away? Crunch Fitness is going to give away a bunch of good stuff. Tell us what Crunch Fitness is going to be giving away next week.
Okay, so we brought a one-year membership.
Wow.
Thanks, Super Love. You're going to love it. One-year membership, and it's got like a little backpack and a little water bottle. So you can definitely take advantage of that whenever Santa comes in and you win it next week.
And they better know who the general manager is. They better know who the personal trainer was here with us tonight. They better know who the personal training manager is. So, listeners, you better know who all these people are.
Y'all that are listening right now, you might want to write those names down. So you'll win next week when we ask these questions.
You better have been listening in close tonight. Wow, that you thank Mike and all them for doing this tonight. We're going to be, like I said, all next Thursday. Santa's going to be here. We're going to be giving away lots of goodies. And he's got lots of goodies on his sleigh to give away next Thursday night right here on Fit Talk Radio.
Y'all tune in. Don't miss that one.
Don't miss that one. You don't want to miss it. We've got all kind of gift certificates, a lot of fitness stuff, a lot of gyms from Tipton, Valdosta. We've got Wintersville's giving away a bunch of stuff. I'll tell you, it's five personal training gift certificates. It's a six-month membership from Wintersville. It's just a bunch of good stuff. I've got a whole bunch of stuff I've got to say, but you don't want to miss any of that next week. Just about every gym here in town has given me stuff to give away.
They've been very generous.
They've been very generous. So don't miss out, and you better be have been listening in, because they're going to have to know, they're going to have to answer a question before they win next week.
Correct.
Correct. So, well, what a great show tonight. Jenna, any last minute things you want to say?
We're just excited. We hope Valdosta's been excited. We're ready to open and get started.
Get started well. Thank you for being with us, Derek. Thank you, Lindsay. Congratulations to all of y'all on your promotions, and good luck to you. And I'm going to have to come down there after the first of the year when y'all open, and y'all have to give me the grand tour.
Absolutely.
And we'll do a big Facebook walkthrough, and Fit Talk Radio will come down. Y'all have to come back and be on the show after y'all open again.
Absolutely. We love it. Thank you.
Well, Mike, you ready for Santa Claus to be here next Thursday?
Of course. Of course. It'll be a good time.
It will be a good time.
Well, it looks like we better sign off. It's about that time.
It's about that time.
It's been a good show. But everybody, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And everyone, keep the faith. Love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WBGA, Fit Talk Radio.